Watson Hall presents. Amazing Adventures, The Mask of Ehtil. With Nick Marsh as the Game Master.
Well, shall we have some amazing adventures, gentlemen?
We should. I can't remember how to actually do anything with this game. It's a long time since I've read it.
And just a moment.
Not had a week where I can really catch up with it.
A good
I
view.
Did look through the spell
Me
list,
either,
so I think I can
fair.
Do what I was aiming to do.
A good view from the point of dice luck, John. You don't roll for stats.
Yes, it is a point. But well, we can do what we
you
like,
roll
but it's a
for
point
some
base.
Of it.
Yes, yeah, but not for your actual stats.
No, but I know that the gadgeteer, it said you have to roll for the number of points you've got to spend on gadgets, so that does have a bit of an effect.
I think whenever it's a... with this kind of game, whenever it's like a my character will be shit if I roll badly kind of roll, I always feel if you roll under half, it's just half. Kind of. Like, hit points per level seems fair to me. But this is a this Amazing Adventures by
Troll Lord,
well, it's a Siege Jason Engine Bay. Game by Troll Lord by Jason Bay. Yep, and it's John's copy. I have got the Amazing
that's
Adventures.
That's your copy. You bought it.
Well, oh, that's true. It's my copy. but it was hitherto John's. I have got the Amazing Adventures companions that I haven't got so far as reading it. If we play it more, maybe I'll bring that in.
There but, do seem to be an awful lot of versions of this. That I may
not
obtain
exactly.
through various means.
There are sort of two. The new one has got a completely different cover, nothing resembling. The original printing had a totally different cover than the one Nick's got.
Yep.
And that is the second printing
of the first edition.
And there's now a 5e compatible one as well.
Right, well, I'm trying to pretend that. And I think Troll Lord are as well.
I mean, we played Victorious.
Travel D20 is coming back. Everybody hated it first time round. Let's do it again.
No, it's not Traveller D20, though, is it? It's Traveller 5E, which has obviously caused no confusion with people who said, no, hang on, Traveller 5th edition came out years ago. It was rubbish. It's an enormous book. Oh, no, not that 5E. D&D 5E.
I don't mind D&D 5E. I have some issues with it. But the issues I have with it are the same that I have with all editions I've ever played of D&D, in that once you get above 8th, 10th level, it just gets tedious.
Oh, 5th or
6th? She did not scale.
Yeah, I think it's slightly better than some of them in that... To be fair, Pathfinder is kind of something like 8th, you can manage 8th level.
Mm.
Once you get into double digits... really hard to make things consistently interesting.
It's just everyone's throwing off
okay
too
to about
powerful
11.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did find Genesis, because we played a long Fallout game in my other group with Mark. And that I think that does scale quite well, because you never get ridiculously like kill, die,
say. Well, it does pretty much explicitly say once everybody's got fives and stuff, it's time to retire those characters. The game is not going to work at this point.
Yeah.
Well, even then,
that takes
you
a long
can still.
Time.
I mean,
but you are advancing every session, and it still takes a long time to. Or that's what we find, right?
Our GM, ladies and gentlemen, where's he gone now?
Anyway, let's give it a try. We tried all fish must be. Fucked or whatever it was, I can't remember.
That's very much not what we tried.
I may have conflated a few.
You're thinking of the Lamentations adventure.
Yes,
indeed.
But that was a dice pool system, and I've comprehensively. If I ever like them, I have got that and Vaginas Are Magic. Is a supplement I have. That wasn't the statement I'm making. Though, you know, there is something magical.
Whereas I do have fish fuckers always close to hand. And it's always a...
yet it doesn't live at the coast, you know.
It's always a good checker for me to basically make sure that in work my background is blurred.
Well, this is part of my quest to find a pulpy system that I'm happy with. I don't think Pulp Cthulhu does it for me, really.
No, it's its own thing. It's interesting, but it's really not a pulp system.
It's been clunky for pulp, I find. In fact, it's clunkier than Cthulhu, which is not what the pulp
version should be. Well, I find 7th edition. I've played a lot of 7e, whatever we call it now, games at cons, including by the writers of the 7th edition, and they've never done the combat the way it's said in the book.
Interesting. I mean, I did play what I had, I think, Paul Fricker running one of the scenarios for me, and it felt significantly bouncier. I think it's written.
Yes.
And I want bouncy. I want to be free.
He's a great, to come back great GM, Paul Fricker.
Bouncy, bouncy.
I really enjoyed my game with Paul Fricker. I do have
a system waiting in the wings that I want to try. Similar to Nick, but tonight they're not doing that.
This is the kind of pulp where we're talking about Saturday Matinee, Raiders of the Lost Ark pulp, rather than kind of Pulp Fiction, grim, kind of noir-esque. Though those things will all be in it.
Fedoras and twin automatics.
Doc Savage, The Shadow, or all that kind of thing.
This is
1930s.
So the official name is Amazing Adventures.
Yes. The official name of the system is Amazing Adventures. But the underlying system is Castles and Crusades, as it was with Victorious.
But yes. Not Victoriana, which has had at least two editions, and both of which were horrible in several ways.
I think, 4, but possibly 5. It's got far more editions than I kept track of, and somebody mentioned it recently. Oh, it's getting a new edition. It's like, who is doing this?
How can we mock them stop?
Who's buying edition?
No. This time for sure.
Yeah, so we've made it this time, because none of them have been very playable, or the ones I've listened
first
to.
First one was all right. It was Fusion, which was, okay. It wasn't my ideal choice for it, but it worked. And then they went, oh, no, we don't like Fusion. Let's change it to a dice pool system.
I'm optimistic because, obviously, we had some rough, I think a slightly rough opening with... I'm just waiting for Nick to make a medical
assure you I do not have a rough opening, sir.
We've got a slightly clunky start with Victorious, but once we had John's kind of...
I feel that was a...
It worked well.
Some disrespect to What's-His-Face, who wrote it, who does that podcast that I listen to. I don't think it was a tremendously well-written rule, but...
Don't forget that the version they published was not the version he'd sent to them.
Right.
Okay. It was an earlier one.
That's quite irritating.
It was the one with all the errata still in.
Yeah, and there is errata for Amazing Adventures. I think you've got a link to the...
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, you probably want that for character gen, because it affects a couple of character types.
With one of my novels, a few days before publication, I got the corrected editor's proof, and they'd corrected... The wrong proof. They couldn't change the publication date. So I'd say that's the wrong one. So consequently, the actual book was riddled with errors in the history. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Stargate TM, the novelisation of the film, the UK edition. Now, you would think that having published this, I mean, it's not a very good book in the first place, but it's a film novelisation. It's not really meant to be.
It's all right.
But you would think that having published this in the States, it would not be hard to publish it in the UK. Particularly since they were using, similar paper sizes and things, but no, they sent it across. They basically microfilmed it to transmit to the UK press, and they cropped the edges. The on the right hand pages, the right half centimetre of each line was missing. Oh. Nobody checked this before they sent it to print.
Oh,
that's
my
amazing
God. I've got the Encyclopedia Magica right behind me, which is the one where they corrected the word mage to wizard, but because they didn't put a space anywhere, there's a lot of references to take 25 to wizard instead of damage, which I I'm always happy to read when I'm feeling, having a
difficult time. Yeah, that happened with something. Was it Ass that they did that in a role playing game? A role playing game that featured an assassin class, and it replaced Ass with something like Bottom. And you ended up saying, I'll be playing a bottom in.
I'm Yulmulin.
Right, so, well, let's make some characters together. Mm, well, you huzzah. Can. So, this is a very familiar, starting with the attribute strength dex con in with charisma.
They call themselves old school, but they always use the new style order. Sorry, this is just a little rant that nobody will care about except me.
No,
but
no,
used
that
to
rings
that.
A bell. So did it used to be strength?
Stirring with dex con char.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
it was. Anyway. Yes,
we haven't got comeliness in it. You can generate attribute scores, but I agree with Roger. Let's do 45 points spread amongst those.
Getting rid of the spread.
That's not as bad as it sounds. It's each of them starts at 6, and then you spread 45 points among them.
Yeah, I missed out that crucial.
So you're basically averaging 13.5. If you went even across the board,
I could see an argument to just stripping out the 3 to 18 and just having the -4 to +3 like, or whatever.
Yeah, but then you have to have more roaster costs.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, so
I agree with you, but yes.
So,
because if you start with your averages and then you turn two of them into an 18 and a 9, then the 18 gives you the +3 and the 9 still gives you +0. There's no penalty on 9 to 12. So that could be a thing one did.
Yeah, I mean that's still
keep an eye on him. He
possible
sounds like a power gamer.
And then I think you've got while you're working on that, if you haven't already.
We've got
various classes that you want to consider, but I think you've all got an idea of what class you're going to do.
Got some ideas, yeah, because I think we want to try and get them working a bit more as a sort of designed party to give it a little bit more of that Doc Savage Pulp Team feel.
That would be nicer.
I think it fits a little bit better than the...
You read Doc Savage,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah,
Doc Savage is the guy who can do everything, plus his 4 assistants who are there to snipe at each other.
I'm aware of that, but what I'm talking about is the...
I feel like we can,
theoretically,
we can
they all have their own thing. And then at some point, somebody writing it, one of the couple of people, must have just thought, really, we just need Doc.
Let's stick with the Doc. Well, that's probably better from a narrative point of view, but from a collaborative storytelling point of view, I just was a bit sick in my mouth. Sorry.
Shout out to friend of the podcast, Robin D. Laws.
The classes, in case you haven't checked, but I know you have, Arcanist, which is effectively a wizard. Gadgeteer, which is what it sounds. They're less versatile. They basically have a few gadgets that cast one spell a lot of times, effectively. But you add a lot of colour on top
so
of that.
So a sorcerer.
Yes, but they can also do the thing where, like,
you
I just happen
things.
To
you
have in my pocket.
Well.
And, oh, yes, I can, yeah.
You build the auto gyro, I fly it, Mark pays for it.
there is an alternative system, but
it also means that, like, if you've got an airship and you're being caught up with by the Nazis or whatever it happens to be, then your gadgeteer can supercharge your engines if you've got enough time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a few hours. But again, there are fate points and things.
Are you hearing that?
I heard something. Mm. It sounded like screaming.
I'm not sure it was screaming. I thought it was a dog.
It's not. It's not coming from my end.
Not a sort of animal. I shall close the window.
It sounds like a cat making a baby noise in the night.
I trust you, and it's not
trust
sort of
that,
Rorschach discusses.
Shagun, we got 45. 45 was it?
45.
And everything starts at 6 to begin with.
Yeah.
We have gumshoes, the hard-boiled detectives that are kind of half thieves, the kind of moving silently, hiding in shadows style of thief, but also good at ranged stuff. And then the hooligan, which are the more kind of athletic style, a bit more like an old style acrobat, I suppose.
So I now have hooligan holiday going around my head, and have had all day, which is no bad thing actually.
And we have Mentalist, who will grow up and create an electric car company.
Fuck right off. I am not him.
I think there was a little bit of topical, satirical humour on the bottom of Mr. Moore.
Where was that? It was on the Uxbridge English Dictionary. I heard the definition of fundamentalist, which is by a Tesla. Anyway, they're the psionics of the...
I'd just like to point out, I have had nothing to do with the spate of incel inside stickers that may have appeared on some local Teslas. I know nothing about it at all.
Quite right.
I wasn't there at the time when he didn't do it.
Nope.
The pugilist, the pugilist, I should say, not pugilist.
Your subconscious is showing, old chap.
It's a very different character class.
They're effectively monks in D&D terms, but they're kind of the Mr. Biceps type characters.
Beg your pardon, they're more like the goon.
I do apologise. And the raider, which is basically a flat out lift of Indiana Jones. They're kind of bards with ranged weapon still.
The raid tumour.
And the socialite Dutch is the charisma combat face. Character. The face.
Are you including the Demon Hunter?
I have not read it. I'm happy to. Is that in the companion?
No, it's in the folder I linked to. It was a separate thing.
I
a
haven't,
file that says
I haven't had time
the Demon
to.
Hunter.
Yeah, no, I haven't had time to read through all those things. If you want to be one, I'm sure...
I don't, but I thought perhaps somebody else might have...
I don't know if there are more classes in the companion as well. Again, I'm
can't
open
remember.
To suggestions, but I haven't read through the companion. I've just
right,
not found
I'm trying to do maths, which my head no longer allows me to do. I think this was why I went back in favour.
Calculators are allowed in this exam.
What are calculators? I think it's actually the reason I went back gently. To random character generation after a while, because... With the sort of brain fog that I get, having to make a decision, it's a lot harder than having to add three numbers.
Well, here's what I'm doing, because I'm me. Any pair of stats can be 13 and 14, and each of those gives you a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
So for a pair of stats where you win a bonus rounder, that's fine. Or you can make it... 16 and 11.
Yep.
Which is a plus 2 and a 0. Or you can make it 18 and 9, which is a plus 3 and a 0.
Okay, so we're looking at basically 2 plus 1s, or a plus 2, or a plus 3.
Well, what I've ended up is plus 1 in everything except plus 0 in one and plus 3 in another one.
Seems logical.
Which is the one where it's 12 if it's...
9 to 12 is 0.
Yeah. So two 13s are...
I have a question, which is not for the purpose of power gaming, but I feel is relevant.
Is it related to the game? Yes. Okay.
Yes. Then, is this a game where things reduce your attributes?
Temporarily, maybe, but it's not going to be a permanent thing. It's not so old school that I'm going to be like, you've been level drained and you have 5 less strength.
Traveller, for example, damage, it comes off your attributes.
Yeah, I think when you're exhausted
you're
and things.
No.
Yeah.
Not generally. There will be certain poisons, I think, but not routine damage.
Yeah. Just because obviously that mechanics comment, that influences whether it is worth raising something above 9.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I thought it was important to check that.
Just no more so than D&D, typically.
Having a quick skim through the companion, there is the occultist class, who is presumably different from the arcanist in some important way. there are some new psychic powers, and there are some new gadgets.
I think there is a new way of gadgeting in.
Did we say 45 or 46 points?
There's a power. So basically, they try to make it more like Hero System. It's an effects-based system instead of pick a spell and explain how it sort of works for your gadget.
It does
sound
more elegant.
Most of the stuff, it's more elegant, but this is pretty simple unless you can't find a spell that does what you're thinking of.
And even then, we can just come up with... Sorry, did you ask a question, Mark?
Is it 45 or 46 points? I know you keep saying it to me.
45.
Right. Thank you, John. Well, you can have 44 then. You shit. Sorry. Non-confrontational. My therapist told me that's a better way of doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's me all the time. Eight. So that's three.
Happens to me all the time.
Right. So that's.
I'm not moving far from my 20s Cthulhu roots, but we are going 10 years forward.
So next we get a war game. After that, what? We're all rockers, and then. Before you know it, we're doing Jerry Cornelius, the role-playing game. Which I would kill to play.
Is probably. That a thing?
No, it's not.
Could be able to run it. Never mind, will it?
Tell you what would be a good one. Lisa Arkwright. You could do that in Curbs.
There have been two versions of the original one.
Yeah, I've got the original one somewhere.
It's not very good. They pinched the Coliseum system, basically.
Yeah.
But Luther Arkwright is a pretty direct rip-off of Jerry Cornelius. So
well, that's what made me think of it, to be fair. I'm more familiar with Luther Arkwright, I'm afraid. But that's because I love Brian Talbot's artwork.
Yeah.
In my defence, he is a flippy good artist.
Yeah, but he didn't write a book about his character called Pegging the President about Trump, did he? So, you know. Funnily enough, that's the only Jerry Cornelius book I know of I haven't got.
Is that a new one?
No, it came out a few years ago. I only found out about it recently, and it's apparently not very good.
I do not want to be aware of that, because I may need an Esther at some point. Though I think I've given up on the idea of Indianapolis, because it looks like a total shithole.
I can just picture you heading into customs, and the guy there is immigration, just pulls out a little dictaphone and presses a thing that has you saying, Indianapolis looks like a complete shithole. Is this you, Mr. Marsh?
AI will be able to search.
Dr. Marsh, please.
Yeah, they do call me Dr. Over.
Well, they're all very polite. I mean,
they're
still.
They weren't too sure when they seized a passport when we went to Colorado. But there we go. That was them. They were incredibly polite. And they have paid her money back and acknowledged that they ballsed up. They haven't paid for the $200 in Ubers that we had to sort it out. But never mind. They did pay for the passport in the end.
Well, it's something, I suppose. I thought that was perhaps why she was taking up carjacking, storing her some money back.
How are people doing in terms of attributes?
I got some numbers.
Now, this is what it is. Like Victorious, you have primary and secondary attributes. Primary attribute, which you'll pick when you pick your class, but primary attributes, you need to roll. So it's a D20-based system. You need to roll a 12 to succeed. There'll be other modifiers. Secondary attributes, you need to roll an 18. So it really matters which one you want your primary attributes to be. And again, I'll leave that to be free choice, but there are strong suggestions based on your class.
I think for each class there's one that they say must be.
Mm.
Or sometimes a choice. But
it's three primary, three secondary. So half your stats will be primary, half will be secondary.
And so, one thing to bear in mind, I don't want to overcomplicate this, but there are some of the alternate class abilities which basically make you more of a particular thing. Mm. Like, you know, you always get +2 to your constitution save, that kind of thing. Yeah. And one of the effects of those is that if a particular thing you have the special bonus in is not a primary, then later on in levels it becomes a primary. On the other chance of living long enough for that to happen, pretty quite low anyway. So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that sounds too OP, but we'll have a think about it.
I've got some attributes. I might change them later depending if they're too similar to anyone else.
Something you might want to think about with intelligence, you get languages equal to twice, or bonus languages equal to twice your intelligence. And we're doing the thing where you can pick skills instead of languages, if you want. Which you may wish to do.
Are you stereotyping me, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, I seem to have far too many points, and you don't hear me say that.
I thought, I won't be a character who knows far too many languages this time.
You've got to play what you know, Shin.
Astute readers will note that Amazing Adventures gives characters double the number of starting languages they get in Castles and Crusades. Mm-hmm. This is genre emulation. So that's on page 23, I think, for the chat. Yeah.
Well, we have to be able to understand German so that we can know what the Nazis are plotting.
It's true.
Yeah. After they've captured us and tied us up, obviously.
Well, ooh, then I'll explain to you in heavily accented English exactly what they're up to.
I might need to dump wisdom because that's the ability to make well-considered just decisions or judgments.
Shim, just stick with the game. We don't need to hear about your first
one. No, that's wrong. I can't do that.
And when you've done that, go on and pick a character class.
Ooh. Yeah, so I'm not sure if I've added this up incorrectly.
I think if you say we're going to go down Roger's idea, you should have two at 13, two at 14, one at 18 and one at 9.
I have no idea whether it's a good idea, but it's what I'm going to try and see if it works.
Well, I have stolen your idea, Roger.
Well, you can then put that in and then tweak it however you like.
Because it just then means that I will jig around where the 14s are. So if I get a plus 2 in anything, it will be against the 14, not against the 13.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could have, if you wish to take minuses in some stats, you'll have even better good stats.
True.
You could dump your wisdom as Shim has chosen to in real life.
Mm-hmm. Except that I don't want to do that as a mentalist whose primary stat is...
is it wisdom?
Yes.
Okay, don't do that then.
So using that as my dump stat is not actually good. I have obviously gone for the standard role-playing thing, especially considering I am planning on playing a millionaire, and my dump stat is indeed charisma.
I was planning on playing a millionaire, but life just kicked me in the teeth.
Now, are you having that? As we discussed on scene, I'm happy for you to have no money issues, but if it's going to solve your problems in game, other than we can stay in an expensive hotel,
I might need to.
You need to buy that as a power,
yeah.
Which will come to you later.
Because the wealthy thing,
as far as I'm concerned, I have dramatic money issues. Yeah, I can only just pay the rent on the office, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because he would be a gumshoe if they had enough money. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, they'd be Peter Whimsy, and that's a different sort of gumshoe.
Mm-hmm. But inexplicably, you're able to take months away from your job without being more destitute than you were after.
No, basically what it is that he gets hired by me.
Well, you don't have the gams of my usual clients, but...
Yeah. You know, mates rates and all that.
So you can, you've all got a copy of the book, so you can all look through what stats and abilities you get, but we are...
Why does this character sheet not automatically calculate your mod?
Calculation and forms are slightly separate things.
You haven't played EBA, have you?
I can't.
Absolute pain in the ass.
It is literally incompatible with Linux.
I can't. I can't get it to work on the iPad. There isn't a single iPad PDF reader that can correctly display the active version of it. It's very annoying.
It's a lovely idea. 27. There's the attribute modifiers, John. If you need them.
I'm looking. I've got that there, but I'm just typing them in.
Mm.
Just wondering why it didn't automatically.
Oh, yeah, there we are. 27.
All of these characters have some... They've all got abilities, some of which are good, some of which you're probably not going to use. So, again, we're doing the optional rule. You can swap out your abilities for different abilities, which are in the Advanced Action Hero section. Page 57 onwards. So you can lose some of your actual class abilities, you'll need to tell me which ones.
Mm-hmm.
And just check if it's all right to get the new ones. One of which is wealthy. Characters with this class ability have money and friends, so you do have the kind of influence that goes along with it.
Money and friends.
I know.
Seems very unlikely. Right.
Quick question. For anyone else, does the prime attribute button actually work?
Oh, good question. I am not attempting to fill in a character.
What, on the character sheet? If you click it, it ticks and it unticks, yeah?
Yes.
No, not for me. Okay.
I'm looking at it in Skim. I don't know what PDF reader you're
I'm looking at it in Adobe Acrobat.
Okay, Foxit doesn't like it.
Or Adobe Reader.
Do you know, I never got on with Foxit. I kept trying and bits of it were great. There was always something vital that it, for some reason, either told me I needed a subscription or wouldn't work.
It works for me in Adobe once I click off the no, I don't want fucking AI with my PDF, thank you, and when I enable editing.
Okay,
I wonder if there's an app I'll ever use again that doesn't pop up saying, would you like AI with that?
Right, so the character class
maybe,
should tell
maybe
me
after
prime.
The crash.
Attribute, shouldn't it?
After the company goes for profit and starts charging enough to make a profit, which will be 10 to 100 times what it's charging now.
Yes, exactly. Gadgeteers are of two different types.
Yeah,
it can either be one that makes yourself, or you know someone who makes all your gadgets for you.
Yeah, Fossett is pretty much he's old school. He does
he's an inventor.
He's not just some gadget user. He's an absent-minded, easily distracted, rather forgetful, slightly deaf fella who you'll love to have on your team. All they need to do is give him a more ridiculous name and make him 94 years old, and he could be one of Paul's characters.
To be fair, he wasn't slightly deaf until he admitted the better nitroglycerin.
And again, as you say, John, the difference is gadgeteers who build things have intelligence as their prime and charisma if they're the guy who... they're the Iron Man type character.
No, he builds his own.
Oh, that's true, he does.
He uses machines he's built to do it, but that's an extension. It's not somebody else doing it.
So what's a charisma-based gadgeteer?
Somebody who doesn't build their own but has a tech department or something. So
James Bond.
James Bond, there we go.
Very good example, yeah.
That is a good one. He's not quite a gadgeteer, he's more of an assassin.
Batman certainly in the films is a gadgeteer. I don't know how he's presented in the comics these days.
I'm not sure.
I mean, he used to be presented as gunning people down with some machine guns.
Before the comics.
So they have changed the way he looks.
Yeah.
Right, so
hashtag
we have three primary... Three primary attributes.
Right, with the abilities.
One associated with it, players like the
yes.
Excellence, right.
So I have four abilities, and I need to swap one of them out.
Again, it's confusing because what I would call stats are called abilities, but we're talking about class abilities.
Things like meditation, mental resistance, sonic powers, psychic senses.
That's a bit rubbish.
Let me have a look at that. That is a bit harsh for a...
Sorry, what was that?
No, I mean, as a gumshoe, you get three. Sorry, as a mentalist, you get three. As a gumshoe, I get eight. And I can swap... Yeah. And each of them we can swap for other things.
Let me have a look through that, Mark, because that does seem a bit harsh, because all yours are pretty crucial for your thing. Whereas some of the gumshoes are pretty rubbish, which
yeah,
are
so you get
eminently
meditation,
swappable.
Psychic senses, plus... A psychic power. Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's spellcasting, which is obviously worth something.
I will have a quick look. I think I'm going to give you wealth for free in that case, Mark.
Welsh for free? Wow.
Yes, correct.
That's one way of getting more people to speak it, I suppose. You get your money for nothing and your Welsh for free.
Come right, Gambin.
Also, here's a ukulele.
Yeah, that does seem surprisingly rubbish, unless these powers are amazing.
Well, as far as I see, you get four. You get meditation. You get mental resistance.
Yeah, but I don't get that until level five anyway. So.
It still counts. In fact, what that means is you swap it out, but you don't get the ability till level five. According to the book, that seems a bit harsh. But that does count as one.
I see. They just left mental resistance off the shortlist.
Yeah, because you don't get it till level five.
Well, I think I will give you one free of your choice then, Mark. I mean, it is balanced out by the fact that the Gumshoe's abilities are like climbing walls, well, hiding in shadows and things, and yours are like melting people's brains.
Yeah.
But I will give you one free
one. It's reasonable as it stands. It's just if you're having to swap out a whole ability to get the other thing, it seems a bit silly.
That does seem hard.
Yeah.
Well, I will give you wealth for... Oh. No, I don't want fucking Meta Horizon to make changes to my computer. At least it has me. It's more than Microsoft does. Meta has better pillow talk, apparently. Yes, Mark, I'll give you one for free. Ho ho.
Are you okay I don't fill out my entire roster of languages? if I leave a couple...
Well,
to see how things go.
Well, languages, you can have skills instead, if you would rather. Again, there is an optional rule that instead of languages, you can pick some skills.
Okay.
Which is on page... Let me find it. We're not playing the sanity rules. Done enough for that. It is on... Page.
Why do you think Psionic is spelt incorrectly?
Because it's a Troll Lord game?
Well, study on there. It's not Mongoose.
They're not known for, editing.
There are knowledge skills, John. So you can have... They're not like practical skills, but knowledge skills. The list of which is on 65, but you can pay 65, but you can add more if you want. You can take any of those instead of a language, if you'd rather.
Okay, I'm going to slightly retcon, because it turns out roughly half of my class abilities are based on wisdom.
Now, I was thinking that, but let's not worry. Dex and wisdom, I do believe, are your two primary stats.
Yeah. So I'm instead slightly dumping my charisma.
So what class have we got? We've a gadgeteer in the shape of John. We've got a journalist hooligan as Shim.
Mm-hmm.
Roger's a gumshoe.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark's a mentalist.
Mark's mental, I think, is basically the easier way to describe it.
Lovely stuff. There will be a few other... You will get to pick a background, which will give you some basic... Again, it's effectively like having a knowledge skill in your background. And then you can have character traits, which are similar to advantages, disadvantages, in that you pick one of them and they give you something good and something bad.
I am accidentally proficient with explosives, because you just get that for being a hooligan.
Accidentally. Nice.
You could sell that off to get another...
Oh, I might.
Replace it with delusion, proficient with explosives.
I think that's one of the traits.
That may be a short-lived character.
As may we all.
Do I need to write down that I'm proficient in submachine guns?
It's worth, yeah.
There's a standard set of proficiencies for the class, and if it varies from... Well, it's probably useful to write that down anyway.
That gives you no negatives if you use that. If you try and use a weapon you're not proficient with, you're at minus some amount. 3 or 4, I think.
Gadget points. Right, so I need to roll for my gadget points.
Yes, submachine guns are in my core proficiencies, so, you know, the rest
with,
is...
With a first-level character, John, you'll get maximum gadget points for a first level.
Oh, right, okay.
Same as you all get maximum hit points. You don't roll for hit points for first level.
Gadget points...
Okay, so I have got my attributes, I've written down my class features... And I'm a hooligan. A hooligan.
Not a hooligan.
Not a hooligan.
Well, funnily enough, he is proficient with it. I know that's Hanrahan.
Not a Hanrahan.
Don't mention just Hanrahan. A hooligan. We've talked about explosives. If you mention Hanrahan too close to that, there may be an explosion.
If you say explosives five times in front of a mirror, Hanrahan turns up and blows the mirror up.
Socialite. I thought you said socialist.
So what do I need to do now? I might have missed something.
Alright, so you can now spend languages for knowledge skills, Shim, if you want to.
I have acquired politics. I feel that as a journalist I should have politics.
Have you got writing?
Is that a knowledge?
I don't think that's
I would have that in your background. So you've all got a background.
All backgrounds.
Which will be on page 63, which basically gives you bonuses whenever that applies. One of which is writer.
Oh, reporter is probably the one I need here.
Oh, yeah. That would probably do it as well.
All right. Sorry. Those are abilities. Where are the actual skills? What page did you say?
So these are knowledge skills, so your kind of physical skills are in your stat. The knowledge skills are page 65, but it's not a comprehensive list. Anything you could...
These are not the same page numbers as the PDF.
Yeah, mine says 56.
Okay, then I have a different page. But it is, they're things you could... book learn about rather than practical stuff.
Yeah, but 56 in this one.
They'll probably just be a few pages out, won't they? Because the PDF...
Mm.
I mean, they'll be printed on... They'll be correct on the page, but like page 28, I'm looking at the printed page.
See, 56...
It's page 29 of the PDF and like a...
56 for me is showing as gear.
Oh, that's a long way out. Okay.
What file are you looking at?
TLG 761012, the one from John's thing.
I am looking at AA Amazing Adventures.
Yeah, that is the one from John's thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Ah, okay.
I think you're looking at Amazing Adventures second printing PDF.
Ah.
I can't tell you which is the right one, incidentally. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've only got the physical one.
It's not a question of what's the right one. It's a question of what is the same one that the rest of us are using.
Yeah.
No.
I think the difference is actually mostly the table of contents, because that has a very long table of contents that lists each trait and psionic ability individually.
Oh, okay.
I've got bookmarks.
So
on
that
this
makes
one.
It everything is going to be much later.
So knowledge skills is what you're looking for, Mark.
Knowledge skills, right.
Right, okay. After backgrounds.
Using background knowledge skills. As far as
backgrounds are concerned, Nick, there is one that I think is very appropriate to the character, which does not appear in the list, which is basically veteran. Are you happy with that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So, were you a professional soldier before the war?
No, I became a professional soldier very rapidly during the war.
Was he nothing before? Basically, he was very young. When
he was a 15-year-old kid, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Who looked just barely old enough to sign up.
Basically, it gives you a +2 on checks with things that you could reasonably argue are something you know about from your background.
So, as Lafayette Escadrille, he's fought with the French armed forces, and then when the Americans finally officially joined the war, those guys got basically grandfathered into the Army Air Corps, and mostly ended up on training duties. So, yeah, that's the sort of thing he's been doing. A lot of flying, a lot of teaching kids to go off and get killed.
He fought on the French side. Well, that's a pretty miserable place to be.
No, this is the First World War. It's much better than... Yeah.
still wasn't great for the French in the First World War, as I recall.
But there is constant wine in the rations.
Okay, you're right.
And they did get rid of their pink trousers, didn't they, after a while? So
pretty quickly they learned that wasn't less useful.
Yeah, I hear the French are legless. Yes, I'm not surprised. No. I think you've jumped to the inevitable misunderstanding there. Right, so I'm very confused now. We've got background.
So background
where is... Where they come in. Oh, they come in quite late, right?
Well, yeah. Pick them now, because then we'll round
well,
up the cause
I've
afterwards.
Got to have at least one of science or mechanics, apparently.
Okay, right. So that will be a knowledge skill, your background.
No, that is a background, scientist or mechanic.
Oh, yeah, you're right. One and two. Because there is a, of course, there's a. You can roll for it and pick three of them. Or whatever.
Have they got dilettante or the equivalent of?
Fart around.
I think that probably comes
politician?
Under being a socialite.
Artist? No.
Yeah, it probably is socialite. That's the thing.
Yeah, except that I don't want to be a working person.
Socialite.
I suppose it could be factory, and I own the factory.
Factory or blue collar work is very much the opposite.
Yes, I'm just thinking. I'm the white collar.
That's like being a self-made billionaire.
Socialite
just happens.
Or dilettante.
But I'm a self-made man.
You're the Great Gatsby with less bootlegging, presumably,
and less German sympathy.
So how many do we have?
If we say veteran and then, since we're supposed to have multiple backgrounds, how about law enforcement? You know, worked as a cop for a few years, then broke out on his own.
You're only supposed to have one background.
Oh, right.
Well,
you're
supposed to have no
three.
More than three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, though, that might be the random method, because it's possible to roll multiple times.
Oh, fair.
I think I would just say one background.
Yeah, not to worry.
I mean, all the background is...
In no case should a player begin play with more than three backgrounds, not counting their class-specific one.
I'm just going to say one background. It's not a huge thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
I will be a businessman, then.
I am, and I admit, suffering the same problem I had with Victorious is I just want to rewrite this book.
Yes. Yep. Again.
So where's the explanation?
Right, where do I stick my background?
I mean, all background, it's a bit like Fate-esque in the sense that if you make a roll and you can say, this was in my background, this particular thing is something I did in this background, you get a bonus to your roll.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't an explanation per... Because there's no special rules for it, it's just... and similarly with the knowledge skills... except they're more powerful, you get plus three for your knowledge skills. And then the only other sort of optional rule which we're doing is traits. So you may pick...
We get a knowledge skill anyway, or do we have to swap it out for... Language?
It's assumed that you get a knowledge in basically your class.
Right, I'm going to assume then that it might...
You'd be like...
popular culture.
Oh, wasn't the one about...
No, I mean, as in, I'm effectively, even though I haven't paid for it, I have knowledge gumshoe, I can get a plus three in
knowing about
things a gumshoe would know about.
Yeah, yeah. High society, for instance, Mark.
Is there high society?
I can't see it there.
Oh, no, it's etiquette.
There's
an etiquette. I'll take that. That's fine. High.
So up to two traits, apparently.
Up to two traits. And they're all, again, you don't have to take any. They usually give you a plus one on something and a minus one on something else.
Mm-hmm. Spell gifted. Gifted. G-I-F-T-E-D. Sorry. Aardvarig, eh?
What?
Eh? I fought in the war, you know.
Oh, sighted.
What, the Boer War? Grandad. Farsighted, is that a trait?
That's it's... just thingamiopia.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what it is.
It is actually just my...
Yeah, not myopia, the other one.
Dystopia.
In a sense.
To be fair, you can get myopia as well. You can get
nearsighted. I think dystopia is when you see the state of the world very clearly.
Yeah, you're clear-sighted.
I think brewing.
That is not how far-sighted works. But it's a pulp far-sighted. It's fine. Basically, you can't see anything close to you, but you're fucking eagle-eyed when it's anything further away than 30 centimetres.
I can't believe that they've had to put science that you need to take a type of science. This is supposed to be pulp.
Yeah. I was looking at that and going, what? Why?
You do have to pronounce it right. You take a skill in. Science!
Yep.
I feel like with the kind of pulp that is science exclamation mark, if you want to take it in. Then.
Science bang.
Well,
we could call it applied science, if you like, in that you're not a researcher, but
engineering
issues of the number of skills I get if we start doing that. So I'll just
take it as
everything in.
Just take it as engineering.
That is basically applied science.
Electrical engineering is a different skill, isn't it?
I'm gonna take suspicious because I feel that fits with my.
Does that mean you are suspicious or you're suspicious of people?
My personality is one of suspicion towards others.
If I'm illiterate, I can get plus one on my dexterity rolls. Oh, the compass is only a suggestion, you know.
That will make your bookkeeping quite hard.
Which may explain why I'm still in the same old shabby office. No, I don't really like any of these. I think the drawbacks are too big for me. It's
an all-rounder. It's
optional.
Yeah. Yeah, I was seriously thinking not doing it just because it's an extra thing you have to remember.
Yeah, that's the thing you will remember after the fact. But
I think that's... Suspicious seems just about... just about manageable levels of complexity.
So they've got...
If you want to take the name and not the bonuses, we could work it into play, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to worry about. I must have this trait in order to play the characters a little bit that way. No, yeah.
I'd be horrified if you did, Roger. Turning against everything you stand for.
Sorry, I'm struggling to keep this together. I don't know where I am with this.
Welcome to my life, John. Don't worry about it. On the other hand,
I kind of have to because I'm not going to have a character.
Well, you don't need traits, particularly if you don't want.
Yeah,
no, it's not that.
Where have you got so far? So you've done your attributes, as in strength on dex.
Got the attributes, the hit points. I need to work on the gadget, but I'm going to do that later.
Yep.
I've got the languages, and I know that I can trade some of those for knowledge skills. I don't know how many knowledge skills I get, though.
Well, that you don't get any routinely, so...
You don't get any routinely.
You don't get any at all,
Well, you get the one special case knowledge skill of knowledge brackets, my character class. But you just have that. You can't do anything about it. It's automatic. Right.
But if you want any others, you lose a language and you gain a knowledge skill.
Okay, so...
And languages are twice your intelligence bonus.
Mm-hmm, yep, I've got a lot.
Well, whereas I have two.
So I've got a knowledge skill against... And then I guess there are other skills. Are there... That I need to put in, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I think your other skills you get with your
generic class abilities.
So that is, if you want to, you can trade out one of your, well, you can trade out one or more of your class abilities for something like I am very tough.
Right. Was there, what if you want to have, like, the ability to have fencing, for instance, or something like that, but, you know, you're not
I don't think you get to character. Poke about with weapon proficiencies. I think that's tied to the class.
Oh, there's weapon finesse. What's that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
An appropriate combat-related class ability, which I have none, should be sacrificed to... Right, okay, so... That's not it, then.
Well, I think... No, but I think
traits. Traits are something that's...
What was your... You've gone for the gadgeteer, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, sorry, the problem I've got is as we're jumping to different things, my brain can't keep up
at
the moment.
I think, also, John, you've got exactly the same problem that I have, in that you don't have many actual... class skills.
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I would suspect you can probably, yeah, especially if you're designing your thing, say, I don't know, around the fact that you have this electro sword or whatever, and that's kind of what you're designing the character around. I think if you speak to our beloved GM, who once again has gone walkabout, I think you're probably in the way that I kind of, my character is a wealthy person, and that's kind of part of the whole point. I think you probably would get a skill for free because you haven't got anything to swap, really, to swap out.
You can ask Nick.
We shall ask Nick. We shall ask our young Jedi.
Oh, noble GM.
What? No, you can die.
John has the same issue as Riddles in that he doesn't really get any class abilities because he gets good gadgets.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Could he get the weapon finesse thing to be able to use?
No, it's not the weapon finesse here. Particularly. Oh. I was just looking at that to see if that was something like fencing, you know. Or,
yeah.
I was just wondering, like, if I wanted him to have a background where he'd. You know, he was basically the sort of loony scientist, but he did fencing when he was at college, or he, you know, used to box. So he's not very good, but he's a technical boxer. It hasn't got skills and things like that, has it?
No.
No, you can swap.
That's fine, but
he hasn't got anything he can swap out. He's got the same problem I've got.
Yeah, you'd have to lose like jury rig or yeah.
Okay, well, I'll move on to traits then.
I have a
look,
John,
at that.
Yeah. Well, what would you like this to do if there was an ability? Do you have a concept for what it would actually do?
I purely got the idea that he when it was fashionable, he read up a lot on Bartitsu. The martial art of basically hitting people with a cane or an umbrella.
Yeah.
Purely that.
So, but is there any mechanical effect you would like it to have?
Well, presumably in combat, it'd be slightly better with an umbrella than most people.
Well, you already have small and medium melee weapons as class competences, which is going to cover most of the things you would probably want to hit people with.
That's fine, then.
Yeah, because that's what I mean, because I think you can already do that, basically.
Yeah, okay. So it's been a very good while since I read.
Large melee weapons are things like axes.
Again, because Gadgeteer is a bit short on things to swap out, you can have one free.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
What if. Sorry, no. I'm backseat jamming. I apologise.
Well, I'm wondering about giving you a pugilist ability, but yeah, sorry, okay. Jim.
I was going to suggest, I mean. Potentially, you could make that an additional background, because it does say up to three. So additional background, college blue, or whatever.
College blue in fencing,
pugilism, whatever it is you wanted, you'd get that slight bonus.
I'm happy for that to be a free plus one to hit with that. With your cane, which is effectively the same thing. I think plus two is a bit powerful for a to hit bonus.
Yeah, forget that thing. I'm trying to work out how many traits you can have.
Traits are optional. Right, up to two. You don't have to have any.
Yeah, it's all right.
Whereas I looked at the traits and went, oh.
Well, I just need to have a look at them.
Well, it's like the ones in GURPS. The ones that are worth any significant points are actually, this is going to. Quite quite define quite a lot of things I can't do.
Yeah, it's going to quite literally cripple you.
Yeah.
Uncivilized.
Nick, can I get a sort of setting idea from you? Because I'm still thinking about skills and languages.
We're in the Big Apple or the Windy City or somewhere.
The Large Pear or whatever.
The Big Apple, yeah, it's New York 30s.
It's worse.
But it's also New York. Sorry, no, I did that
sorry,
in a period-specific accent.
Okay, so I should decide which period or which accent.
it's like York, but mm-hmm. New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be globe-trotting.
To be sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Jesus.
So I don't know if globe-trotting helps you a bit, or potentially globe-trotting.
Sorry,
it's not all... I was going to say you don't need to apologise for that, Mark. But
I was just doing your Welsh accent. Sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah. I am refraining from speaking Celtic languages. I will speak Italian and German because those are also historically relevant. And I've got one.
I too. Can
surely
speak,
not.
I can speak French and German, Latin and classical Greek.
Mm. They're also relevant because New York.
Yes.
When
I'm bumping into the Italians in New York, I will be attempting Latin.
Funny you should say that, because actually I'm going to put Latin down as
Latin
as mine, because obviously he went to that sort of school.
Absent-minded, I think I'll go for.
Okay, now John, this is your character.
Well,
the zoning out is you, not your character. Okay,
no. The difference is that he gets a bonus for it. I just get a penalty.
So
plus one. Recall.
No, you get your darling fiancé giving you a kiss on the head and a cup of tea.
Okay.
As opposed to a kiss on the tea and a cup of...
If you're a possibly slightly morally challenged hack, always in pursuit of a scoop, apart from politics, what other knowledge are you likely to pick up? I'm considering
like streetwise.
So you get that for being a journalist.
Okay. Fair enough.
So there is the what the hell was it again?
It's like I'm thinking that what comes up in the stories basically that
there's the kind
maybe
of...
high society kind of business. I know that guy. He owns the drugstore down on
business
third and Chevron.
So there's popular culture, but you probably might get that anyway.
I don't think that's my field of journalism. I'm not yellow journalism.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was any other type.
It's the more, here's the big scoop, you know.
Have you seen the yellow press?
Like... Not really on the celebrity gossip end of things.
I mean, okay, put your hand up who is thinking, do you know, this would be so much easier to do to really GURPS.
It's good for us to try a new system.
It's good to try another system.
It's less familiar, so we're having more friction.
Except
that we've nearly finished the characters in one session, so
yeah,
would that be easier in GURPS?
Yes.
Should I take Hard of Hearing?
I will take Knowledge Electrical Engineering, because obviously I've been interviewing and or breaking into the offices of people doing weird gadgets.
Woodward and Bernstein couldn't move for their electrical engineering knowledge.
Mm.
Was it Woodward and Bernstein? I'm feeling ludicrous. Like that's like a 60s folk duo now.
Are we talking about All the President's Men?
Yes.
Mm.
Was it them?
I
honestly can't remember.
Sounds, the names sound about right, but...
If you told me it was Gilbert and Sullivan, I'd go with
that. If you mean the guys who break Watergate, yes.
Yes. Good, okay, so my memory's not...
Yeah.
I wasn't there, Gov, you can't prove anything.
Yeah. My.
But you will be there in 30 years. You'll be Deep Throat.
Couldn't possibly comment.
That's what they called him, don't ask me. And all that remains when you're done with that is pick an alignment.
Oh, that's a good one.
And get your fate points.
Ooh.
The law chaos thing is the generally accepted idea of law rather than your personal code of honour, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
because you...
So you can be chaotic, but think you are...
Robin Hood is chaotic good because he goes outside of the actual bounds of the law. And
yeah,
so
Hobbes has a very strict code of honour, which is how he keeps getting into trouble.
Yes, because
yes,
it's different.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
different to everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, the other better way I've always had described it, the good and evil, is selfish. It's selfless versus selfish. Mm. Unless you're doing something very, very specific for good and evil, that works. That's a far better way of actually turning around and saying, well, you know, are you likely to do what several people did on Bondi Beach? There we are. That's a bit.
Oh, I'm avoiding the news. It's been too depressing this week.
But there were some absolute heroes. So.
Yeah, I gather, but I've not been following any of it.
But either way, there are some fantastic people, and then there's people who would lift small children up to give themselves to be shields. Obviously, that didn't happen there. I'm just saying that could be your character.
It's the ending of the dead time, right?
Oh, dear. I've just realised that what's etched on the door is Hobbes and Calvin Investigations. Sorry.
Yes.
Excellent.
And the best thing is you predate the comic strip.
Calvin got shot. That was Ullman involved. But, yeah, can't change the door.
Curses, I need a name.
Mm. Oh, names are easy. That's usually where I start.
I cheated and started thinking about a name several hours before the game began.
I've had this one sitting on a list for years.
Yeah, so, John, see, whenever we hear you say that, John, we all think, do you know, that's a brilliant idea. We should do the same. We should be looking out for all those stupid things, like John, we think. And then when we see them, we think, oh, that's a really silly name. Do I write it down? Do I L?
I don't think I've yet used Blaine Boland, which is now my name.
Not pending Pulitzer.
No, that's simply to remind me what my character got.
It would be a good one, though.
I was thinking it was a bit close to sort of Professor Pat Pending from Wacky Races.
Yeah.
You all get 10 fate points. Oh, which God, are God. Expected to be used. They're kind of mild story points.
Where are they supposed
you
to
be? Will get them
underneath your character
picture.
I've seen
the thing.
So underneath your character picture, you've got wealth modifier and then fate points below that.
What's the fate points? How many was it, Nick? Sorry, was it 12, did you say?
No, it's 10.
10.
You don't get them, they don't regenerate as such, but you will gain some when you gain levels. Right. If you do something heroic, you may get some as well.
Does it, or is it more that it matches your alignment? That might be quite important. Because if you say, that's quite important then. So you need to play a heroic style alignment.
I would say heroic on the sense that if you're doing something evil, that tends to give you an advantage anyway. You know, betraying your comrades and pushing them in the way is an advantage in and of itself.
Yeah.
The trade-off is you're not going to get a fate point for it.
To be fair, that was the same in Victorious. It was basically, you know, if you want to play a bad guy, you can, but you won't get fate points very often because you get everything, you get other things for.
Well, yeah, that's why people are bad, because it's easier and better to be evil than good generally. So yeah, I'm going to be.
The baddies?
Well, you can actually measure it now by how many fate points you have.
Oh, but that just puts our decision, our moral decisions, in the hand of an imperfect deity.
Hmm. Roger's character immediately disintegrates into a pile of horse dung. Right. So the final thing I'll ask you to do is describe your character. I find the slightly clunky thing is armor class.
I love the armor class.
Castles and Crentades based system, but nobody walks around in plate mail armor in 1935.
No, but you wear a fedora, and by wearing a fedora hat,
I just feel it's so open to player abuse.
It does. You've seen the rest.
I get plus seven armor class, and
that's why the GM needs a firm hand, and the players need to be mature and responsible. Oh. Incidentally,
should we use a different system?
My lead tweed three-piece suit.
Well, let's go. Right.
Plus five against your own gadgets.
Describe the characters and give them names, then we can work out your armor class from there.
Nowhere near that yet.
Okay.
I'll keep plugging away.
I would just like to point out the third item from the bottom in the left list of armour.
Studded fetish gear.
Where is armour?
What are the two items that gives you a plus three for a single item, I note?
So the way it works is, again, this could do with a rewrite, because on the one hand it says it's stackable, on the other hand it isn't stackable, so it's confusing as to how the armour works, but basically for every bit of pulp gear you're wearing, you get a bonus. I think what it means is you can't stack armour on certain body parts.
I think what they're trying to say is for each row, lists of things it can stack with.
Oh, I've seen armour.
And if you can fit all of them into a single stacking set, then you can get all the bonuses of them, which is basically things that go together. So in my case, three-piece suit, short gloves, fedora, scarf, trench coat are things that can go together. So that can give me a plus six.
Yeah.
Because they're all part of the same outfit. Whereas if you want the fedora plus your bondage gear, they don't stack. So you'd only get the plus three, not the plus four.
If you have a bomber jacket, you can't also wear that with a three-piece suit and a trench coat.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Where is armour? Sorry, I'm...
I can't tell you the page, I'm afraid, but it's under pulp equipment.
Pulp equipment.
Right after starting and gaining fame points.
Where the fuck's that?
54, I think, in yours?
45 in AA.
Yeah. It's about an 11-page difference.
Oh, pulp equipment, right, okay. Pulp armour, there we are. Right, okay.
So what it says here is, all pieces in a combination should stack. Use the highest armour class combination from stackable pieces. This means that a character wearing safari gear with a fedora and a trench coat would gain only the highest AC bonus from the safari gear and not the bonus from the fedora or trench.
Yes. Because trench and fedora add up to plus three. Safari is plus four and doesn't stack with those.
Yeah. Safari pretty much only stacks with short gloves.
Right. So you can't have two plus threes or two plus twos or two plus ones. Is that what
you can, of course, wear plus four?
It's just about whether the items say they stack.
Yeah, it's all about what's in the stacking list.
I have... suggested stacks with... I had ignored that entire section. Which is fair.
Yeah, I suspect a plus... if Roger says he's got a plus six, I can't believe he's anything higher than that.
Well, in theory, the maximum is plus seven, and I could get that, I think, if I took a...
evening suit?
No, I think it is possible, but it doesn't fit the character.
Well, that I think that's what we're going to go for. This is a bit narrative-based.
I was just curious.
This is why I feel it's a bit...
If you go for the fetish gear, a cape, mask and gloves,
Jesus Christ. I mean,
you, see, I think the,
you are going to get
superhero
some...
rather than fetish gear.
Yeah, fair.
It is specifically studded fetish gear.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if someone wants to play that character, you are going to have some other issues other than your armor class.
So that's when you've got the D&D character saying, can I have studded mail? Is that a description of your character or after some particular armor?
What species?
So I am going to be wearing a trench coat. See, the problem is, my problem is that I am, at the moment, basing my character almost 100% on the shadow.
Yes, fair enough.
That's cool. That's fine.
Well, you know what?
Because you have to be original.
Scarf, fake nose, I mean, you got it all.
Yeah.
Do any of us have clothing which is not... is our clothing not all identical because it's the 1930s?
You're all wearing hats.
We're all wearing a fedora.
I feel like your pulp characters, your larger than life, you all need to be distinctive. So you need to describe.
That's what I'm trying to work out.
Don't forget Dick Tracy, you know, in the comic, is bright yellow.
Oh, sorry. Exactly. The scarf is not part of the stacking group, so I'm a plus five.
I mean, if...
I haven't got a
volunteer to wear a bomber jacket if no one else is.
But the scarf is because it was the scarf of my old squadron, the Blue Silk, so, you know.
Oh, I like that. See, to me, that counts, and you can stack. It's an integral part of your character.
Exactly.
That's the point. So it stacks. So that's not fine. You can get the plus one for it.
Not your man feels the cold of it, and therefore he can have an armor-plated scarf.
I think that's the spirit of it, is if it's something that makes your character
spirit
distinctive.
Spirit is a different pulp character.
Then...
But all about the two-fisted gun technique.
And so, you know, Blaine... You can have a trench coat as well. It's just got to be, is yours a dirty Mac? Is it covered in, you know, or is it you've just got to describe it. It's not an exhaustive list of...
Oh, by the way, 2 pages after armour, at least in the copy I'm using, there are the guns. Now, obviously...
I've got an expanded guns list. That's in the folder.
It's got the important ones. This is obviously a serious historical game, and... In the real world, although there were a small number of them produced, the Drum magazine was hardly ever actually used on the Thompson submachine gun by anybody. However...
In Hollywood?
No, because even... there were a couple in with Al Capone's gang, but it was literally... You could name the individuals who had them.
Yeah, it was all... That's the thing, in the real world, as opposed to when you've got the pulp working on your side, it's horribly impractical, it's big, it's bulky, it's heavy.
Doesn't fit into your violin case.
No, yeah.
Well, cello, perhaps.
You can't put it into the case loaded. You have to open up the case and then load the magazine, and by that time the guy's run away, or hit by the cello or something. Double bass,
sorry. Don't know which way round this goes. Does it face forward? Knowledge skills.
Ooh, flat cap, yes.
Anyway, my point is, don't just look through and say plus one. Describe your character, and then we'll tick off the...
I'm finding pictures of
authentic
1930s journalists.
You know, a scarf doesn't stack on the list, but it is, you know, he's got a good pulp reason for why he's wearing a scarf.
Well, I'm kind of playing, like I say, I'm playing the shadow, so trench coat, evening suit.
Yeah, and fedora.
Mask, fedora. I forgot. I didn't write fedora down. But mask, scarf, short gloves. I am right in saying the shadow was the one who actually had gloves and then actually had a mask on as well. He had the mask and then the scarf. And basically there was just a
little bit in the middle. Yeah.
No, he hadn't got a mask.
Oh, he didn't have a mask.
It's not his real face.
It's permanently dark under his...
No, it's not. He's got a huge nose. But normally he hasn't. The shadow isn't his real face.
Yeah.
If you have a look at a picture of the shadow, the scarf comes up to his beak, and it's a hooter and a half.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that's a mask, because that's the easier way of
doing it. That seems fine.
Okay,
so you're wearing a dark trench coat, a dark hat, a thick scarf.
Underneath is an
evening wear.
So what colour's the scarf?
I think the scarf is red.
You are going for the shadow then?
Yeah, I'm going to go for blood red.
blood red, like a blood stain around his face, under a dark... Is it a black hat?
It is, of course.
Everything else is black.
Everything's and black. Apart
somehow, like Batman, when it's all covered, the eyes kind of just glows without pupils.
I can make that happen, actually, if you want to... I can make a gadget, but it might have a few big valves sticking out the side.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait, I've got this. So, by my reckoning, that's three-piece suit and a trench coat is three, plus the scarf is four, the fedora is five, and the mask is six.
No, it's a evening clothes. So, evening clothes and a trench coat is four.
There we go.
Plus the
classic shadow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He has got a big schnoz.
Like I say, that's not what he looks like, so that's a whole thing about it.
Yeah, so he uses face pseudo.
But you see, there are all sorts of problems with the shadow, because the whole Clouding Man's Minds and things, that's from, I think, the radio series, not from the novels. They also changed his name, Lamont Cranston, and Kenneth Allard, is it? It varies depending what you're reading, what you're listening to. Dr. Acula is a totally different character, of course. but yes, equally.
I love the idea that he thinks he's being really clever. My name is Acula. Dr. Acula. Anyway.
I think that's plus six.
In Romanian, it's a perfectly good.
Yes, you can't have a scarf and a mask. But yes, I think plus six sounds fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fedora, mask, the evening wear and the trench coat. Yeah, plus six. Fine by me.
Cool.
Blaine? Bolin?
I will think of a name now.
So, looking at stock photos of 1930s journalists, I have quite a number of them are wearing flat caps, which is clearly the gentleman's choice. So, I think we're going for... I think we've got to have a trench coat because we need the pockets.
Yeah.
Flat cap. Really obnoxious tie. Just so horrible.
That
could
counts.
Be a car salesman.
That's a plus one, definitely.
Thank God it's all black and white at this time.
Yeah.
You can do pop art in black and white, mate.
obviously, small camera on a strap around the neck.
Very nice.
Technically has gloves, but usually isn't wearing them because it makes it impractical to.
It's a bit harder to. Yeah.
Has them for the sake of when necessary, but does not actually get a bonus for having them because he's not wearing them most of the time.
You can have one for the camera, though. It's an integral part.
Vile cigarettes.
Specifically,
expensive watch because proper timekeeping is very important.
Pocket watch or wristwatch?
Wristwatch.
Oh, he's gone with the things from the war.
Just want to ask, what's the time? When
1935, isn't it? I mean,
probably worn, possibly worn backwards. Wristwatch. I'm trying to work out. I think you
wristwatch
probably want to wear
far more.
You watch it on your. Yeah.
Not in my echelon. I am.
Oh, you have an echelon.
Oh yes.
No. So you're not very fashionable and up to date, then. Okay.
Blaine actually has to do some work.
Bounce the bullets off your cigarette holder.
Right. So I.
Okay. And what
is there anywhere apart from
body?
Sorry, is there anywhere apart from costume description to list?
There
we
is
just
a
put
list.
The main costume mod under bonuses and modifiers, do we?
Well, you just add it
all up, right?
We'll just say when your whole ensemble is. So for Mark, it was plus six. Our reporter, what are you wearing on your body?
Three-piece suit. It appears to be what you wear as a journalist.
Yeah, okay.
I've got one question about the flat cap.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put the press pass? If you can't tuck it into your hat band.
That's a good question.
I don't know what I do. What are
you
doing?
You put it behind your ear.
You see, normally
because there's quite a few people, there's quite a few camera people with flat caps.
Yeah, I'm seeing them, but I'm not seeing the press passes.
Yeah. I'm guessing I would have thought Trilby, yeah, but yeah, wait, you do you, Jim. Well, but you will have to put someone to put your press.
Could go for Trilby. I don't know.
You could be the one that stands out with a flat cap.
Yeah, maybe I've got just a little attachment that you a little small tab that you stick the press bat into.
He could always chew gum and stick it to his hat with some gum. Mm. I mean, I'm going to give you a plus six for that, Jim. That's a good description. We can you can iron out the details, but sounds fine to me. Roger, describe your gumshoe.
Yeah, so Hobbs, he blends in with the city. His suit, fedora, gloves, this is all fairly standard, the trench coat when it's foggy or cold. But yeah, there's always the pale blue silk scarf, which does not fit a guy like that. I mean, this is clearly a guy who knows his way around fists, guns, other guns. But yeah, pale blue.
Other people's fists.
Pale blue scarf, yeah, well, yeah, that's why he tries to use the guns these days. most often seen leaning back in his office chair, waiting for a client to come in. Trying to tune out his receptionist, complaining how she hasn't been paid lately and she doesn't know why she sticks around.
I mean, I feel for me that would be like plus six when you're in the office and plus seven when you're out on a job. Because he doesn't want to get hit by anyone.
People rarely try to shoot me in the office.
I am going to say that the reason I know you, Roger, is we fought in the war together.
Quite possibly. What was your branch?
I possibly might have actually been more on the being held back because parents did really not want me to die. Let's
the Women's Auxiliary Balloon Corps.
Brackets New York Division.
Yeah.
I've got that as a gif, actually. Darling saying that. There's nothing cushy about life in the Women's Auxiliary Balloon Corps.
I'm going to say that either I saved you or you saved me during the war, but you definitely saved me.
Well, I'm assuming I got shot down a bunch of times because everybody did, so.
Yeah.
That's how I learned German.
Yes. You definitely saved me back in 1930, where I was out with you, your good self, and we were having a bit of a bender. And we were drinking bathtub gin, and I had a reaction to it, and the reaction to it has given me strange mystical abilities. So it's all due to the gin.
That makes far too much sense.
Mm.
I mean,
but it's just a way of at least the two of us know each other.
Mm. I mean, yeah. Shamanic traditions around the world involve altered states of consciousness through poisonous substances. Why not methanol?
Mm. Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm just thinking that it's a way for, you know, well, there might have actually been something other than methanol in that gin. So just saying, Nick. Roger and I saved each other during the war. And then Roger saved me when I was drinking bathtub gin back before Prohibition was abolished.
Only a couple of years ago.
Prohibition was abolished 2 years ago.
Yes.
But back in 1930, so 5 years ago, we were out on a bit of a bender being youngish lads. I drank some bathtub gin made me very poorly. In fact, put me in a coma. But when I came from the coma, I now have strange mystical abilities.
Now, I think, Everett, you are I wouldn't say an established superhero team, but you are...
We all know each other.
You all know each other, and you all have...
And the obvious one would be that we all fought in the war together. Or we all met in the war, and we all live in the
Ocean's
same...
Ocean's 11 defence.
Yeah.
It's not really a defence.
Background.
Yes, my lord, we do actually all know each other, and we all have specialty skills. That's very much the opposite of a defence.
Very particular set of skills. Yeah. Let's find out.
Well, how do you know Blaine, then? Did you Blame in the war?
I'm based on that, I'm considering having been a war photographer.
Mm, would be the obvious thing. Especially if you basically then put me, say, I don't know, into intelligence or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I would have come across most of you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And now you all find yourselves in New York.
New York? New York? Yes.
I don't know how Sydney fits in with fighting in the war.
Sydney
was in the war, but he was involved in...
the other side.
Creating gadgets.
Do
you know, he doesn't really look at things like sides, as long as he's got a project to work on. When rockets go up, who cares if there's a come down? That's not my department.
Sydney was one of my top boffins in the war.
I probably don't remember you, but yes. Occasionally made it out towards the front to repair stuff, but that's about it.
And, yes.
Oh,
and,
frontier mechanic.
And, let's say that, some of your stuff was aircraft based and was, flown by, a young Master Hobbs.
Yes, indeed. And, my forward facing aircraft smokescreen was a hit.
It was several hits, most of them from the other side.
It led to some impacts, if that's what you mean.
And that new photographic film that showed some very strange things appearing on the battlefield was, of course, used by Blaine.
Mm-hmm. Now, should we have a description of Sydney's character?
Please. Yes, he's an ineffable middle-aged British inventor. After the First World War, he moved to Canada and then ended up in America. He's a bit out of date. He's very much your... what was I going to say?
A millennium watchman.
Minded sort of character. He's very, very interested and focused on what's going on at hand unless something shiny catches him. But he doesn't move on, you know, leaving half-done things. They're at least three-quarters done. And he's not against getting sort of physical in the right situation. But he's very much rather not. He gets on with people extremely well.
Okay.
He's a friendly sort. People, you know, look on the good side of people and they'll look on the good side of you.
That's very commendable. You came out of the war thinking that.
I did. I was wrong about the Kaiser, as it turns out, but generally speaking, the principle stands.
And what kind of physical... In my head, he's like Caractacus Potts, but maybe that's...
No. No, he's...
Oh, he's gone for the studded fetish gear.
He's 60-ish. He's about 5'8", 180 pounds, and... very, very sort of grey. He's got a beard. He wears a three-piece tweed suit. He's got an Inverness cape. There's no point replacing it. It's in perfectly good condition. It doesn't matter if it's 30 years out of date or 50 years out of date. People do still wear them. And a bowler hat. And he always carries his walking stick umbrella from Smith & Son of London,
mm-hmm.
Which he may have made a few modifications. More than a few, possibly.
Tie, bow tie, waistcoat.
Well, he's got a waistcoat because he's got a three-piece tweed suit on. Regardless of how inappropriate that is around town,
it's cool.
Probably not that inappropriate. It's probably
no
still...
brown in town.
Oh yeah, you're in the 30s. Oh, I don't know. No, that was more 50s, wasn't it? 30s, I think you still probably get away with it.
Yeah, we're all in black and white anyway, so who can tell?
Yeah. He's always regarded as...
This is more four-colour.
The cut of his shirt colour is just slightly out of date. At some point in the past, he made an effort to try and keep up with the slang and get the hang of it, and he did that. And some years later, it hasn't quite crossed his mind that slang has moved on. So he will occasionally throw in something up to date because, you know, it's the bee's knees. And
the pyjamas...
Well, exactly, but he sounds a bit out of date. It's very much, in fact, I've modelled that part on Nick. And his use of kids' lingo...
Wait, what? 6'7". Perfect. See?
Oh, God.
See, I didn't know it involved boob jumping.
I know, you have to do that. You have to do that.
Yeah, well, only if you're Starmer.
Okay, so that's kind of about it.
Very nice. So I mean, I feel that's like plus five or plus six, whichever you prefer, armor class.
Oh, well, I've only got
mechanical
it. I only added up plus three off the list.
I think the...
Because the hat wouldn't do anything. Cause
it still counts. If it's a distinctive pulp item, it counts as a plus
one. Okay, so that would get like a plus one from...
Plus one from that, plus one from the cloak. Plus
two from the cloak. It's plus one from the suit.
And then I feel... Well, what?
Or plus umbrella.
I feel like your umbrella...
The umbrella has separate...
That's
abilities.
A separate thing, is it? Okay. All right, well, that's where
I'm a gadgeteer.
Again, you can be plus five if you are. I'm happy to make that plus five, just for a bonus for the ensemble. But
okay. Right, maybe I'll work on a bulletproof bowler hat.
Can anybody
razor
think,
sharp, just don't take it off.
Can anybody think of a male name that would be shortened to Pen?
Penfold.
Penhaligan?
Penfold, there we are.
Ooh, that works, yeah.
You're really going for Penfold? Shush.
Penfold White. And Penguin is his super nom de plume.
Penguin.
I love it. You know why?
Sure, you don't need the umbrella?
Does he lay eggs?
So is armor class simply a plus number?
It's a plus number.
Okay, it's not like
that's all that matters.
Yes, starts at 34 and then you add something to it.
Historically, the Penguin doesn't show up until 1941, so you have got in there first.
There we are. But he's the Penguin.
Right.
So basically, he will probably... Well, no, he's... But this guy is... He is not the Penguin from the Batman comics. This is a man who
basically different aquatic avian based.
Well, he kind of, people just turn around and say, oh, you know, he was dressed like one of those penguin guys, because basically he's wearing spats and so on.
Oh, I like the spats.
All spats.
Yeah. Don't go wrong with spats.
Yeah.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, but that's what people will think of him rather than
does he have like little Wolverine-esque things in his hair?
And no, because he's wearing a...
I need to know under the hat, does he have little things?
They help it stay on in high winds.
Is he a rockhopper penguin or is he an emperor penguin?
Oh, this is it.
Who knows where evil lurks? The penguin.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Who knows what evil lurks at the bottom of the herring barrel?
No, but he's like, okay, it's the Penguin, as in when people describe somebody who is dressed to the nines.
That guy's a penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
except you're in New York, not Oslo. So that's
sort of penguin.
Well,
and if you ever have to disguise yourself to sneak into a convent.
I think we have a set of characters, more or less.
As I've got it, the AC bonus for the costume
is about plus 20.
It goes under costume mod, and then AC.
It's 10
is that just
plus.
The same?
It's 10 plus your bonus, and that's
what I was asking earlier.
Right.
That's the hit number for whoever's got to try and hit you.
Right.
Okay. Which way around do those go? Because there's a shield and there's a little square in it.
Well, I'm doing it 16. I've said plus 6 and then 16.
That's a good question. 10 is
Ten's sort of
completely
usually in these things,
thing.
Like hit points, the 6 goes in the square in my case because I've got 6 hit points, and then the rest of it is the sort of, I've got 1 hit point.
Yeah, because you've got the hit points down below, isn't it?
If it's relative, I mean, when someone's trying to hit you, they will need to hit your armor class.
My costume mod is plus 6, but my dex mod, of course, is plus 1. So, and my con bonus.
Forgotten what BTH stands for.
Base to hit, I suspect. Oh, wow. Yes. That's a really terrible piece of design.
For the character sheet.
What's the shield
there's
thing?
That row of five boxes across the middle.
Yeah.
But the three on the left and the two on the right are for completely different things.
Yes.
I'm not... This character sheet leaves some things to be desired.
Well, they have got an alternative one. There's a version that isn't form-fillable.
Yes, why are the two boxes in the shield?
I don't think they're for something else. Base to hit is just... I think the shield is just for show.
With hit points, it makes sense, because you have your actual hit points and your current hit points.
But all the others, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like a showy way of having a box.
Yes, what... Am I going to change my hit dice?
When you level up, you will. But that's
When you change character class, there's a whole thing about how you can change character class. It's terribly important, apparently.
Yeah.
There's also, not only can you do multi-class, one of the big things with Castles and Crusades and so on is you can be class and a half.
Yes.
Like Dairy Milk.
Mm. You can be Dairy Milk if you like. Well, we have our brave heroes, Blaine.
Yeah, I just need
Kenneth,
to work out the gadgets,
Penguin,
which I will do, I think, in my downtime. If I
are
may.
You like Professor Fosick or Sidney?
Yes, although he may have forgotten specifically how or why, or indeed if he earned that. But yes, everybody assumes he's a professor. Certainly.
He looks like a professor.
Everyone calls him. He acts like a professor.
You're in prison, they call you the prof.
He's not that bothered, for example, about money, as long as he can afford to do all the things he needs to do. He's not going to... So that definitely got him on the good side of the brass in the war. yes. You know, we have this very, very small budget. Oh, right, okay, so we can't afford to pay you much. Oh, no, let's concentrate on the things at hand here. Do you have another tin of cold beans I could perhaps live on for the week?
Yes, I do need to eat before I start. Well... We will start.
But I need 12,000 tons of phosphorus for this experiment.
I don't know whether we want to start next week or whether we'll 2300 next week.
I'm happy to keep alternating or whatever you want to do.
Well, yeah,
will be absent for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
on account of almost certainly not having any internet access in a different continent. In a very specific continent.
Yes,
in a very specific different country. In which
he will
I
be
probably
in a
access the internet.
He will be in a
North
different
Korea.
Continent.
Yes, one of
them. Or is it somewhere worse
than
like
incontinent,
America.
Nick?
Oh no!
That was that Radio 4 program, Crossing Continent. It sounds exactly like a group.
I'm
of...
so angry about pissing myself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little bit like the therapist.com, isn't it?
Susan Album Party. She did hashtag Susan Album Party, which was Sue's Anal Bum Party.
or indeed Power Genitalia, which is apparently an Italian power company.
Yeah.
They know what that means. They're
expert
just
exchange.
Off.
Or expert sex change.
all right. Well, so
right. I'll try.
We'll
and
see
build
where
my,
we are now. Are we? I guess we're not having a Christmas session then. I'm around Christmas Probably Day, not. Boxing Day, for a limited
time.
I hope
it's my great surprise. You know, I'll let you know.
I won't be around. I might not be around either day for that. But
we'll think about it.
For the rest of the time, I'm working on Monday, and then I'm working on the Friday after New Year. So I've got the rest.
I have got some perennial work.
I've nearly got 2 weeks off, so which is good.
Right, I'm going to put this character sheet in the folder, the Dropbox folder.
Oh, lovely! Yes,
so that means I can send you a link for that as well.
Yeah, send me your character sheets, and I will.
So
masturbate
over
them lasciviously.
How would you like them
said? Do you mean lasciviously?
No.
Okay.
How would you like it sent?
I'm going to go for a yes there, but we're not going to actually say worry about that.
Email?
Can I stick?
Any kind of link or email or anything is fine.
Okay, yep.
While I
do you want me to see if I can stick it in that folder?
Filled with or showing? Oh, yeah.
Sounds dangerously complicated to me.
Misread the word.
Right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Is that not an actual word? All right. Thanks, then. Yes.
Bye. Cheers, Nick. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.